Hi, I'm Quentin D'Souza, and you're listening to Getting Started with Education REI. Create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing. Make sure to check out educationrei.ca. In this episode, this member is a new immigrant to Canada and new to investing. His future goal is to help new immigrants with getting started in real estate investing. Have a listen. I wanted to take a few minutes and just get to know you a little bit, and then hopefully put you into the right direction. Can you tell me a little bit about your background in real estate investing and then what you're working on right now?
Sure. I'm fairly new. I don't have much of a background. Learned about real estate after reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad and getting connected with a few people in the Kitchener area. So I'm in Kitchener, actually. I'm not in your area. I've been to several meetings before, and I got to meet many people who travel 4 or 5 hours to go for meetings and all sorts of crazy things. So I didn't think much about an hour and a half or 2 hours to Ajax as well. I have one property. I had my first stint with real estate last year. I bought my first property. I rented out the basement. I lived at the top. So we renovated the basement. We rented it out. We read your book, actually, around tenant management. Mm-hmm. That was what we used. And not a fun experience at the end of the day. Tenants didn't pay after some time and all that kind of stuff. So I want to continue on my journey. My goal is to focus on just multifamily, triplex, fourplex. Those are the areas that I want to focus on. And I want to focus on buy and holds and joint venture agreements, raising money through people. I'm fairly new in Canada. I've only been here for 5 years, but I don't think I'm into all the flips and wholesaling. I've looked at all of those things and I'm just like, nah, that doesn't sound like me. But I think the buy and hold area is an area that I would like to focus my energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Multifamily. When you say multifamily, what does that mean to you?
Well, I want to start by start slow, maybe triplex, fourplex, and then expand beyond that, sixplex, I would say more, yeah.
Okay.
As time goes on, but I want to start out just slower for now and then expand over time.
All right. What about your financing? Have you talked to anybody about getting your financing in order, down payment requirements, that sort of thing? What have you done along those lines?
Well, my goal is I'm looking to purchase my second property in the next, I would say, 6 months. So I reached out to a realtor that I know quite well in this area. He introduced me to one of his brokers, but I wanted to have a chat with you first and go through the program online first before I continue that conversation. I just finished my MBA as well, so there is probably like a $30,000+ debt that is sitting there. My wife and I just want to have our plans in line for that. The goal is more, I'm looking at, and what I said to him is I'm thinking of a triplex or a fourplex, and I live in one of the areas. I mean, one of the doors, I guess, would be a good way to call it and rent out the rest and possibly hire a property manager that can manage all of it as well.
Okay. And that's fine. And have you... so are you looking to raise funds in order to purchase the triplex, or are you going to purchase the triplex yourself?
Oh, I don't have the money.
Okay. What about from the house that you had from before?
I partnered with someone to buy that one. So it was a joint venture agreement.
Okay.
I read Don Campbell's book and just followed the whole steps of reach out to the people within your network. And one person said they were interested in partnering with me. We did that one together.
Okay. And so, but you should have some equity split between the two of you that's available from that project, no?
Well, that's what the realtor said, that they're, so we bought the property 370. Our neighbor is currently selling their property at 495. So our realtor actually shared that with us and said, there's a likelihood that you can get 80% of the equity, I believe is what he had mentioned.
Yep.
So what we want to do is, how do we just ensure that we're able to qualify for financing to get it? My wife has, she's leaving her job, and I think there's like 10,000 in RRSP that she has. So she wants to pull that out and just pay down some of my, my crazy loan for school.
Right.
So she's going to be getting a part-time job. So that's why we're thinking 6 months. So at least that gives that history of, you know what I mean? Like a new job. And I just started a new job as well. I just finished school. Literally, Monday was my first day 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's tough because you don't have that history. How long has your wife been working at that, at her job?
She's been there for about 2 years.
Okay.
But she wants to, she's been on my neck about leaving for a while. So she's probably leaving like in the next few weeks. So that's why we're thinking 6 months from now, because she has like a part-time lined up already for her.
Okay, so she has a part-time lined up and now you have a full-time. Just so you know, you're going to want to get onto your financing right away because you're going to want to get a letter from her current employer telling you that she has been working there for 2 years so that you can use that for financing purposes.
Okay.
And especially if you're looking to refinance that property today, who's on mortgage on that? Is it you and your joint venture partner or just you?
It's just me. Well, it's just my wife and I, rather.
So if it is, and is your plan to hold on to that duplex and then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So then one of the things that you're going to need to do, who's the mortgage with on the duplex?
I don't remember the name of the mortgage company.
Okay. So it's a smaller company. It's not a bank.
No, it's not a big bank. Yeah.
Okay. So you're definitely going to need to talk to the mortgage broker again to figure out, you know, how the mechanics of this is going to work. You're probably going to want her to. Now, granted, like I'm not a mortgage broker. I don't work for a bank. I'm an investor. That's all I do. And I think creatively. So I'll give you advice, but it's only information. You're going to have to contact the other professionals for advice, right? So accountant, lawyer, whatever. But from what I can see, you're going to have a little bit of trouble from if your wife leaves her position and you have only started a position to be able to qualify for another mortgage going forward. So it's going to affect your ability to qualify for that mortgage in that 6 month window that you're talking about. So just be careful with that.
Is it possible post 6 months or post 3 months?
It depends on the financial institution and what they're looking for from you. You're just starting a job and she's just starting a job. Two people starting a job doesn't have history in order for that to happen. You can get a letter saying that this person has been working for X amount of time, but there's unlikely that it's going to convince them to lend to you without at least a year history, right?
Wow, a year.
And it will depend on the lender too. So some lenders, like B lenders, may be a little bit more flexible to that and give you a higher rate. Others may not. So it just depends on the institution. What I would suggest is you reach out to a couple of brokers. I can connect you with a couple of brokers if you want and a couple of bank lenders just to see, you know, how that might look for you. So I'll connect you to a couple of, do you want me to connect you to a broker or do you have a broker that you're already working with?
No, I'm open to having a conversation with a broker.
All right. So
that understands where I'm trying to go. Yeah.
Okay. I'll connect you with a couple.
So I think for me as well, Quentin, more importantly, what I'm looking to learn is how to learn how to raise financing, how to connect with people to have those conversations, how to find the properties that they will be interested in. One of my former bosses, when I read the book and I reached out to him, he was willing to put $125,000 down for properties, but anything that I saw and shared with him, he was just like, no, he didn't like this, not enough, like the return on investment, that type of thing. So
what were you showing him as your return? Did you use like a property analyzer to show him a return?
Well, I was just going through your videos this morning. I saw what you have. So maybe that's something I need to start testing. I downloaded one online.
Okay.
To show him. So it was like cash on cash return. That was what I ended up showing. And I don't think I did like a 5-year return on investment.
Yeah. So what you should do is use that property analyzer and then come up with like actual returns based on projections from the numbers that you see. That course on your first three properties has and gives you an outline of how to choose areas. You already have an area, which is fine, and that's a good area to be investing in anyways, but you should use the property analyzer to come up with the numbers to be able to share it with people so that they understand and know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You need to come across as the expert, the person who's investing with you. That's great that you have the funds lined up, but you really want to come across as the expert. And to do that, you need to invest some time like you did in your master's in order to invest in your own education on this. I mean, education never ends. I keep learning too, right? One of the things that you're going to want to do is after you go through your first three properties course, and like there is in the vault, there's an area where we talk, where we have a property analyzer that you can use and go through. It's actually the same one as the first three properties, so you should be okay. If you're looking at finding off-market properties and also raising money, there's two main courses in the start area. One is called Raising Money for Real Estate System Joint Ventures. It's longer than that course. Each video comes with like lessons and templates that you can use that help you to build all the things that you need and goes through the entire process of raising funds.
Okay.
Honestly, I know that people charge $25,000 for something like that. Just take it. It's all part of the member. Just take it and do, like, my thing is do something with it, please. Like, I'm providing it to you so that you can do something with it. So take that course, go through it. And if we have, and also go through the off-market discounted property system. It's all the things that I've done over the last 17 years to find off-market properties. All the apartment buildings I buy are off market or pocket listings. They're done through relationships with brokers. I don't buy anything off the MLS typically. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I have occasionally bought off the MLS, but most of the time I buy it off market. It goes through everything that I do. Again, it's quite an extensive course, at least 5 or 6 hours of material. Go through it. Right?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Another question for you. So I sent you a message on LinkedIn, was asking about the coaching program, and you had said you should have a response this week.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying to figure out what that's going to look like. I can't be the face. I can be the face of it, but I can't do the day-to-day of the coaching program because I'm really focused. I have $80 million in assets under management, right? Like I'm an active investor. I don't know, like a lot of these people who are teaching stuff are not really active investors. They have, you know, 5-10 properties and then, you know, whatever, and they're like experts. I'm still growing my portfolio. I'm still learning all the time. I don't even consider myself an expert, but I have more knowledge than a lot of those people combined. And it sounds a little egotistical now saying that out loud, so I apologize. But you know what? It's experience, right? Like, and I hang out with people who have more experience than me, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the key. With you, you're starting out. Go to the Q&A calls. We do them twice a month. hang out with other people, network with other people locally who are investing in your area. Like, there's no better way and time to do this because we're so interconnected. If you have questions, bring them up at the call, right? I'm happy to give everybody time, you know, twice a month to ask questions, keep you on track. I can give you suggestions on direction. All you have to do is ask, right? Yeah. And so that helps you and gets you going. With regards to coaching and getting a mentor and all of that, we're working on that. Like I said, I was hoping to have that to you this week. So I'm still kind of talking about it, what it's going to look like. So we're a little bit delayed, but there's enough material to get you started anyways. And right. You're going yeah. for it like... for quite a while, but at the very least, go through the raising money for real estate system and the off-market discounted properties course material. Go through that. There's quite a bit in there. There is no topic in real estate that isn't covered in the course material. I have recordings awesome. From meetings back to 2013. Wow. And we have experts from across the country that have presented. So
we can tell you're a teacher. We can tell that masters in teaching is coming to play.
You know what? I wanted to make sure that, and then if there's a topic that like is kind of, a lot of people have been talking about the Smith maneuver recently. So I've included material on the Smith maneuver. You know, people were having trouble advertising the rental property. They didn't know how to do it. I did a course on advertising rental property. So there's a lot of materials, you know, how to do renovations. I've got the real deal renovation and case studies of like, I don't know, half a dozen investors. Right. Like, so there's everything there that you need from a learning perspective. The other piece is really the Q&A part. And that's, you know, just showing up at the calls and then asking questions. That's it.
Are the calls on the events page? Like the Q&As?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is later on today, this afternoon, I'll put out an email and then you're just going to register for those calls. Members will be able to register and then you can just register for the calls. You'll get a Zoom information and then you show up and you know, you can ask your questions or you can, network with other people that are there and depending on what the call is. And it's a good opportunity to get started.
Awesome. I know our time is up. I just want to share my long-term vision. Yep. I definitely want to, so at least you can keep challenging me and reminding me. Definitely want to be an investor doing investing in multiple properties. But then I'm also passionate about the immigrant experience. I moved from Nigeria 5 years ago. That's an area that I feel like I can also be of service long-term, where I can help new immigrants that are coming in start putting their real estate plans in place. So eventually they don't have to beg someone to hire them, but they can end up owning and running their own business. And I mean, I like all the trainings that you've put together already. If immigrants just tap into that, they can be so empowered. And I think that's just phenomenal. So that's I have a show now on CBC Radio just focused on immigrants, and they're looking to expand it over time. So I'm using to build that platform to build myself, my brand, learn real estate, but then share it with a lot of immigrants.
That's a great, great opportunity for you to be able to do that. And, you know, like I'm a new immigrant as well, right? We came in the 70s, actually. So I came in 78. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was, you know, we didn't come with anything, right? So it was a start. And you know what, we're blessed in Canada. And I don't think, you know, I think immigrants appreciate it a lot. Just because, you know, from where we've come from to where we are. And I think that's a great, one of the great benefits of Canada. We do have a lot of opportunity here and we can do quite a bit. So I'm excited, you know, for that podcast for you, but also that, you know, for all the new immigrants coming, like, you know, there's so many different types of opportunities and it's really just expanding your mind and then going out and doing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a great opportunity for everyone. So Io, thanks for this call. And I look forward to seeing you on some of the Q&A calls.
Awesome. Thank you, Quentin. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to my conversation with our member. I hope you got some valuable information out of it. If you would like to create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing, make sure to check out educationrei.ca. Until next time, I'm Quinton D'Souza. Get out there and take action. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for information purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to educationrei.ca.